It's a beautiful Sunday morning. Can you walk up to five brothers and sisters and greet them? Brother, you're welcome in the name of the Lord. Give your brother a Christian greeting. Sister, you're welcome in the name of the Lord. I'm happy to see you. You're welcome in the name of the Lord. I'm happy to see you. Make sure your brother is smiling. Make sure your sister is smiling. If they are not smiling, do something that will make them smile. If your brother or your sister is not smiling, do something to make him smile. Amen. Can we put our hands together for the Lord Jesus? We are here to worship the Lord. Let us also worship him like Esther. Let's not worship him like a concubine. Let's worship him as a queen. Can we begin with the song that says, "To God be the glory, great things he has done." To God be the glory.
Life and
praise God. Let's also sing the song that says, oh, worship the King, all glorious above. Oh, gratefully sing His power and His love. Oh, worship the King.
Yeah.
Let's sing another one. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. It's a prayer. Everybody now.
Rock on.
Make sure you praise the Lord this morning, because God demands your praises. Make sure you give God his food this morning. Okay, help me tell three people. Make sure you give God his food this morning. As we start our song with "My sins are gone," you ask me why I'm happy. So I will just tell you why. My sins are gone.
Your hands.
your hands, your hands, your
let's
hands.
Let's praise
Him. Use your hands and worship Jesus. Worship Him with an instrument of thanksgiving.
Everybody know.
You ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell you why. Because
my sins are gone,
my sins are gone.
And when I'm in,
and when I'm in the storehouse, who asks me where they are? I say, Jesus, just to take seals and barrenness. All the trusting in the Lord and I'm holding to His word. We will understand Him better by the
power of the Lord.
You are beautiful. I love you.
Oh my soul, 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 oh my soul
Can somebody make a joyful noise to the Lord?
Can somebody make a joyful noise?
I want your spirit. I want your spirit to take a posture of thanksgiving. And let your heart and your mouth begin to appreciate the Lord for his goodness towards you. I don't know how many things you can think of to say, Father, for this, I want to say thank you. You have the opportunity now. Lift up your voice and appreciate him. Lift up your voice and appreciate him. What do you want to thank him for? You have the opportunity now. Appreciate him. Appreciate him.
All my life, you have been faithful.
Appreciate him. Appreciate him. I don't know how many things you have. As for me, I have countless reasons.
All my life,
if I should name them, time will not be sufficient.
So good. With every breath I am breathing, I will sing of your goodness. Oh God,
I appreciate it.
All my life, you have been fair. All my life, you have been so,
so appreciate it, appreciate
it. With every breath that I am able,
I'm giving you time.
I will sing of your goodness. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days
appreciated the Lord. Nothing will cause thanksgiving to cease in your life in the name of Jesus. That posture in which you praised and appreciated the Lord, I don't know what you are believing him for in this service. I'll give you a few minutes to tell the Lord what you want him to do for you. Somebody lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. This is what I want you to do for me in this service, O Lord. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Because I've appreciated him. He said you should open wide your mouth and you will feel it.
Jehovah Ebenezer, you are my Jehovah Ebenezer. Jehovah, you're my helper. Jehovah, you are my Ebenezer.
Jehovah, you are my Ebenezer.
You are Jehovah, my Ebenezer.
Jehovah, Ebenezer.
In Jesus' name we've prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Church, let's be on our feet. Let's be on our feet. As we sing these songs together.
I am your own. I am your own.
Everybody now.
Till the day you will come. Jesus, I am your own.
I am your own.
I am your own.
Jesus, I am your very own.
Especially on a Sunday service like this, is to ask the Lord to give us more grace to serve him. So somebody, I will give you the opportunity to tell the Lord, Father, empower me to serve you better. Give me the grace to do your will. Fill me with more of your spirit. Somebody, open your mouth and talk to the Lord. Open your mouth and talk to the Lord.
I am your own. Till the day.
Grace to do your will, the power to do your will.
Jesus, I am your own.
Need a touch from the Master. I need a touch from the Lord.
Touch me one more time.
Touch me one more time. I need a touch from you, Lord.
Need a touch from the Master.
Yeah.
I need a touch from the Lord.
Jesus, touch me.
Touch me one more time, oh Lord.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Please don't miss our prayer programs Thursday, Friday. Even Wednesday online. We live in a very wicked world. A sister was sleeping and she saw where they came and put a sack on her. And she woke up with a terrible neck pain. She can't bend her neck. We live in a very, very wicked world. The best thing you can do for yourself is to be in the place of prayer in this kind of generation. Before I pass a decree on the children of God, I want you to take this prayer. Any evil assignment concerning me, O Lord, Father, scatter it. Somebody lift up your voice and talk to the Lord. Any evil assignment concerning me.
With many victories, Jehovah Nissi, you're my banner. You go before me, you fight my battle. Jehovah Nissi,
say,
you surround me, you surround me.
Cancel it, cancel it. Of Jesus Christ. Please open your hands and just close your eyes, because you have appreciated the Lord today, because you have worshipped Him. Any assignment of the enemies over you is scattered in the name of Jesus. Any arrow fired against you, arrow of sickness, arrow of death, arrow of debts, arrow of accident, it returns back to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Because you are here to acknowledge the Lord God Almighty, I say this week you will not die in the name of Jesus. This week you will not die in the name of Jesus. This week you will not be a victim of any accident in the name of Jesus Christ. This week you shall not suffer any domestic incident in the name of Jesus Christ. When others are saying there's a casting down, because you put your trust in the Lord, you shall be going higher in the name of Jesus. This week, the works of your hands shall prosper in the name of Jesus. You're not saying amen. You're not, please say it. I say this week, the works of your hands shall prosper in the name of Jesus. That you have been expecting for so long. Somebody will give this testimony. This week it shall manifest in the name of Jesus. I say, whether it's a document, whether it's an employment, whether it's a visa, that you have been waiting for, this week it shall manifest in the name of Jesus. This week your expectations shall touch your hand in the name of Jesus. If you are sick, place your hand on anywhere you are having the symptoms. If it's all over your body, you place your hand on your head and just be in the spirit. It's the great physician. It's the great physician. Whether you are physically sick, spiritually sick, he said, by his stripes we are healed. I say, from that sickness, receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. From that sickness, whether it's in your head, your stomach, in your internal organs, all over your body, receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether it be in your legs, in your waist, any part of your body, I say, you are loosed from that sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. You are loosed from that sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus Christ. This service will not end till you are free from that sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ. This service will not end till you are free from that sickness. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Can you put your hands together for the Lord? Let's receive this word from the Lord.